Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christians on Easter were targeted in Pakistan solely because they are Christian. Bombs went off in a park where families and children were celebrating Easter, and they were targeted by Islamics. We're going to be talking about this tragedy and other attacks on Christians around the world on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt and Holly, this was a tragedy that was incredible that happened actually on Easter Sunday, and it was targeted by the Islamics against the Christians. I spoke to Danya. Danya is a student at Pensacola Christian College who went with us on one of the Covenant Journey trips. She was born in Pakistan, and she has indicated that there is an increasing level of violence that's being perpetrated against Christians, and what we just saw on the news is evidence of that.
You know, I don't think we really understand the level of persecution that these Christians in these third world countries are experiencing. While we're in Easter services celebrating God, and it was wonderful, these were actually people were giving their lives for the very sake of the gospel.
You know, Matt, we take for granted oftentimes the freedom that we have in this country, and we see our brothers and sisters that are engaging in a picnic, an Easter celebration, and now they're in the process of preparing for funerals. 70-plus people were killed in this tragedy.
Well, not just killed, martyred, and it's heartbreaking to see our brothers and sisters in Christ targeted like this by Islamic radicals. But Jesus told us this would happen. You know, in Mark 13:13, he says, "Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." And these martyrs, these are Christian brothers and sisters, we're standing firm to the end, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, and now they are going to be with him in eternity. And for that, we can be grateful that they know the Lord. But, you know, this is, we have here in the United States kind of more of a soft persecution. Our religious liberties are under attack, but this is a sobering reminder that literally our brothers and sisters are being targeted for death, destruction, dismemberment, rape. You name it, throughout the globe, particularly in the Middle East.
We've actually had situations here in the United States, too, that go beyond the soft persecution, the discrimination, the threat against your job, or even death threats, but have actually ended up in violence and death against Christians. We've seen this with Islamics that obviously attacked the World Trade Center and other parts of the country. We see this also with honor killings that have actually occurred, not just in Europe or not in the Middle East, but right here in the United States of America as well, where a father attacks a daughter or a son because they've either converted to Christianity or the daughter has been found walking with another boy in public. So those things are happening. You know, the Prime Minister of Turkey recently said that the word moderate Islam is offensive to him. He said, "Islam is Islam." That's the Prime Minister of Turkey. Islam is Islam. There is no moderate Islam in his view. And on the one hand, we want to say that obviously not all Muslims are terrorists, but if you really take the Quran seriously and you go according to the words and the intent of the Quran and Muhammad, it is a very violent religion, and it has a target on the backs of Jews and Christians and other religious minorities.
You know, I think of Rivka Berry, a young 20-something-year-old young woman who was a Muslim, converted to Christianity, and then is now having to flee, you know, and she can't tell people where she lives or anything like that because her own father could possibly come and kill her. We have that example, and then we have Christians over in the Middle East that are very have fear just to get their daily food, which is why Liberty Counsel started this organization called Liberty Relief International.
Yeah, Liberty Relief International, we started this in 2014 and really launched it as a separate ongoing ministry of Liberty Counsel in 2015. Liberty Relief International has raised hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for persecuted Christians around the world, particularly in the Middle East, to provide food and water, shelter, to provide even little booklets and things for young children to read. You can just imagine that these children, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of age, they're displaced from their homes. Some of their parents and relatives have been killed. In certain cases, there is a story after story after story of horrendous persecution where they walk outside in one case and they see, you know, several heads that are in the streets as a sign of terror against them, where they have to flee. They've lost sometimes their parents. They have no other place to turn to. And so Liberty Relief International provides that opportunity for you to get involved. And then we work with organizations and churches on the ground to be able to provide the best resources and help to our persecuted brothers and sisters.
And it's so important for Liberty Relief International to be there to stand in the gap. And Matt, you mentioned, you know, Islam inherent within the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad call for the death and destruction, the murder, the targeting of particularly people of the book, Jews and Christians. That is throughout the Quran. That is Islam. And people don't seem to understand that, you know, under political correctness and the dictates of political correctness here in the United States. We still have our State Department here under the Obama administration really refusing to call this what it is, radical Islam, to say that these are Islamic terrorists who are carrying out the dictates and the commands of their so-called prophet, Muhammad.
And we think of what just happened over in Brussels. I mean, those people did what they did because they believed that that was their way to their form of heaven, was to kill other people and to kill themselves in the process.
You know, the problem that we have is a failure to identify the adversary. And that certainly is true with regards to George W. Bush. He called it a peaceful religion. It's never been a peaceful religion from the history of the founding of Islam to the present. George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, they clearly understood it wasn't a peaceful religion. It was the Islamics that actually we waged our first war against as an independent nation. And it is part of the song, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Well, that's the Treaty of Tripoli that Jefferson signed when we ultimately stopped the Islamic radicals from capturing our soldiers and then selling them back to us for ransom so they could continue their jihadist activities. So history has shown us that negotiation and weakness does not satisfy these individuals. The only thing that can actually satisfy and go up against them is a sign of strength, because when you try to negotiate, like as we did in Iran, they consider that a sign of weakness. So we need to identify the enemy, but we also need to stand with our brothers and sisters. I think from the church's standpoint, you know, we can criticize the government for not doing what it should be doing, and it's certainly a lot of criticism there, but the church needs to stand up and be a voice and to be in prayer for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Yeah, no question about it. And our Christians, our brothers and sisters, are targeted not just by radical Islamists, but by secular progressives. We're targeted because we are followers of Christ for his name's sake. And you recall, you know, in Oregon, for instance, Matt, you mentioned right here stateside that people are targeted and even murdered because they're Christians. In Oregon at the college there, Chris Harper Mercer lined people up, 9 people killed, asked them, are you Christian? He would shoot them if they were Christian. So even right here in the United States, Christians are being targeted.
And, you know, we need to pray and be aware. I mean, look at our administration recently celebrating the opening of the largest Muslim mosque in the United States. That's a tragedy, you know, against what our founding fathers started this country on. So we really need to be aware and pray for that administration, as well as you said earlier, the church needs to speak up.
Well, pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters and then do something about it. You can be a part of helping relief by going to our website, lc.org, and click on the Liberty Relief International icon at the bottom of the LC web page. And you can contribute to help persecuted brothers and sisters, Christians around the world, that are losing their lives because of their faith in Jesus Christ. I know it's frustrating to see these kinds of things, but one thing you can do is pray. And the other thing you can do is give. And we have the opportunity for you to do that. You can go to lc.org, lc.org, scroll down to the bottom of that webpage. You'll see the icon at the bottom, and it is the icon for Liberty Relief International. You can be a part of being a resolution, a bottle of water, some food, clothing, shelter, and security for these young boys and girls, these fathers, these mothers, these individual Christians that are literally facing unprecedented tragedy. Go to Liberty Relief International at the lc.org website and continue to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.